Today's share in the Dear Shu Mishnah Bri Yomi program is Daf Kuf Nun Aleph Omud Aleph. And we are in the third volume of Mishnah Brua, in the middle, towards the end of Simin Shin Chaf Aleph. And we had begun Sif Tezayin yesterday and had done most of it. And we talked about the requirement to sometimes make a shinui, to make a change in the normal way that you do things in terms of stirring. So the top line, the Ramah, he concludes this sif, and he says, "Umakum shadarko lasos kach b'chol." We talked about making various shinuyim, various changes in the way that you stir and mix things. If that's the normal way that it's done on a weekday, so it's not really a shinuy if you do it that way on Shabbos, so then on Shabbos, yitain b'shabbos hachometz techilo v'achar kach ochel. Normally, what would constitute a shinui is what the Ramah said yesterday, if you put the ochel first, and then you add the chometz. However, he's telling us, if that's the normal way that it's done on a weekday, so that, what we call the shinui, is not really a shinui, then do it the opposite way. Yitim b'shabas hachometz t'chila, first put in the liquid, the vinegar, and then add the ochel afterwards, and that would be acceptable as a shinui. The Mishnah Berurah in Sivkotin Samaches tells us, V'yau kein, im shochach lishpok chometz b'erev shabas l'sol chachrein. If a person forgot to go and add the vinegar on Erev Shabbos into the chrein, chrein is the chazeres, what we call chrein. So tzorich in this situation, shiaseh b'shabbos belila rak, or make a very loose mixture over here. V'nos hin hachometz, add the vinegar, and afterwards add the chrein, the chrein. Shelo kidero sh'osim chol, the opposite of the way that it's normally done on the weekday. And then as well, v'yechos b'kli atzmo, hold on to the utensil that this stuff is all put into, v'naneoso, and go and stir that, shake that, in a way that it will get stirred. In regards to a salad, v'yerek hanikra salatin, if you have some lettuce, ein l'dakdik b'chozeh, you don't have to be so careful. Why? Kivin shein chotkin oso dakdak, you don't cut up the vegetables so finely. We had seen in Dirshu footnote number 110 that the opinion of Renis and Karlitz Shlita is Shehu Kishla Achara Iriv Ein Kochatika Nikeris Bifneatzme. After you chop it up, they're no longer recognizable. So that's what it means, dak dak, very, very fine. But the salad is chopped up, but it's not very, very fine. You can still recognize the little pieces of romaine lettuce and the little pieces of cucumber, etc. Avo Mashachotkin Snon Vikishuyin. However, that which we chop up, the radishes and the cucumbers, shikorin ugerkins, they're called melafophonim, as we see, or cucumbers or pickles, dak, that they're normally cut up very, very finely. Vishovchin chometz, and you then throw vinegar on it, oshar dover lach, or other liquids over here, lesochan inside of it, umarvin osubiyachad, and you mix it all together, there, in that situation, srichin lizor, one has to be very careful, shalola ariv bakach, the koach. You can't go take a ladle and stir it vigorously. That would be a problem. Or at least, or go shake it in the utensil that it's in. Shake the utensil, and that would be considered a good way of stirring it as well. And he concludes, V'tov lahach b'gam kein, and likewise one should be stringent over here, shitina chometz, first put in the vinegar, v'yachar kach hamaichel, which we said is the preferable way the Gemara describes as being a shinui from the normal way of doing things. Dish footnote number 111 says, V'apol gav shein hachatichos na'asos le'isu. Even though in this situation over here, you're not really making it into a batter, into a single mixture. Nevertheless, the Shvisa Shabbos says over here, Shekivin shnidbakos hein zulazu, since they're really becoming attached to each other, nech shavadavik lisha. It does have the status over here of being lisha. Dish footnote number 112 tells us, in regards to a carrot salad that's made from small pieces of carrots. So Renis and Karlitz Shlita says, in this situation, Shein la'ari v'sachitichos ha'gezer emits lemon chadomi. You can't mix the cut-up pieces of carrot with some sort of lemon juice over here, unless, im ken yishane eseder hanesina, v'yari b'shesi v'erib. You change the order that it's normally put in. If you normally would put in first the lemon and then add the carrots to it, to do it the other way. And also, don't stir it in a normal fashion, but stir it in what we call the shesi v'erib, in the cross type of a fashion, up, down, and then side to side. Ulegabe salat tapuach abdama, in regards to some sort of potato salad or a vegetable salad that you want to add mayonnaise to. So in that situation, he says, im chatichos salad himkana. I said, they're very small pieces over here. So then there is a concern when you add mayonnaise that this is an isser of lisha. The ain lases behind mayonnaise, l'idea shino yidanil alal. You have to go and do it with the shino that we mentioned above. And he adds furthermore, Shema Chatichos Gedolos, if there are large clumps, and each one is separately recognizable, so you have large pieces of potato over here, and there is no concern of leash in this situation, then you can add the mayonnaise to it without any concern. He says, likewise, if you want to add over here sour cream to fruits, large pieces of fruits, so he says it's also permissible, because the Chatichos Enon Nidvokos Zubazu, the pieces don't become attached to each other with the sour cream, so therefore it's not considered leisha.
in regards to a food that's made from onions and chopped eggs, when they're mixed together with oil, so Rav Nissen Karo L'Shlita says, Tzorech L'Shanos, you have to do it in a different way. You can't do it the way you do it on a weekday. And as he suggests, you put in the oil first and afterwards add the onion with the egg. And he says, to go and stir it, you should do it also in an abnormal fashion, in the Shesi, the Erev way, and not stir it in regular circular fashion. However, Rav Azaz Zatzal and the Shevet HaLevi, and as well as the Kovetz Mibes HaLevi, brings down, She'ein Tzorech Laso Shinoi Shel Shesi V'Erev, you don't have to do that over here. A minimal amount of a Shinoi is fine, just you shouldn't beat it very, very hard. On the other hand, you have Dayin Weiss Zatzal, the Minchas Yitzchak, who says a more lenient opinion. He says, you can't do this on Erev Shabbos because it's going to spoil, it's not going to be good, and therefore he's makel to allow it to be done on Shabbos itself. And Rav Shlomo Zalman Zatzal adds, the minhag of the world is to allow this to be done without a shinoi. And he says, Shekivan Shein Rotsim Elo Arivis Abatzav Abetzim Hashem. What's the purpose over here? You want to eat this right now, you want to have some eggs and onions mixed together with a little bit of oil. And nobody wants this over here to be a big block. You'd like it to be little pieces. So therefore, there's no concern over here that this is considered a blila ava, a thick mixture over here. And he says, from Kama Poskim, Mashma She'enu Sovrukin, even though many Poskim seem to suggest, even though it is a thick block over here, there's a problem. But he says, nevertheless, you'd be allowed to do this. But Sirif Lezesh, Ha'beitz, or Kvar Mevushelis, you can add to this that the egg has already been cooked. You're not dealing with a raw egg. And the Batzel and the Shomen, the onion and the oil, ain't an ela tavlin lekach, they're really spices over here, and therefore he concludes as well that one can be mekel, to explain the limud chus on the world that is mekel. In any event, the Mishnah Berurah continues now. Ushikol Pesach b'Shabbos. When you have Pesach coming out on Shabbos, b'Shochach, and you forgot mibo jom litin amashke l'sochach charoses. You're supposed to add the wine into the charoses. You forgot to do this before Shabbos, and now it's on Shabbos. What should you do? So ledeo kamayis. So according to the first opinion, mutul litin amashke b'Shabbos. It's no problem. However, lo yitrof b'kafel l'biyetsa. Then when you want to stir it, you stir it with your finger. You don't stir it with some sort of a spoon or a ladle. However, according to the more strict opinion, Ladasi Yeshomim, Gamze also, you can't even pour the wine into it. What should you do? You have to make sure Imloy Shiase also Gamkin Raka, pouring a lot of wine at the same time, and that would be allowed. So there is a way to get around this, even if you forgot to do this before Shabbos. Then he adds also Litrov Beitz and Bikari. You're not allowed to go and stir eggs in a plate. This is not a concern of Lisha, as we'll explain in Dishu footnote number 113, because the yellow and the white of this raw egg are considered one food, so there's no problem over here of Lisha with liquids anyway. And he says the problem over here is the Maris Ayin Shinira Kmui Shirotza Lavashlom Bechdera. It looks like you're going and cooking over here, and that's the problem. Vimaya Trufos me Erev Shabbos, if they were, however, stirred already mixed, the eggs were beaten before Shabbos, then Efshar the Yesh L'Hokka, then one possibly could be lenient, Litnam L'Tzoch Borsht, V'Chlisheni L'Gavin. You'd be allowed to add them to a vessel that has borscht inside of it, even though that vessel is a Chlisheni, which you're putting in this egg over here for coloring, for the purposes of making it look a certain way. The issue footnote number 114 brings down, however, the Chazon Ish, who says that he considers eggs to be Kali Abishal, and you wouldn't be allowed to put them into this Klisheni. But the opinion of the Mishnah Berurah is that they're not Kali Abishal, and there's no problem in doing so. And he says, V'moya borsht mechumotz harbe, and if the borsht itself was already very vinegary, yesh lahach megam bazeh mishum bishal, then you have to be concerned with bishal in this situation, and therefore one shouldn't do it. Again, these are very complicated dinim, halacha lemaisa, and one really needs to ask a mora hora and not just learn the Mishnah Berurah and then seem to paskin from it. That's always the rule, but certainly over here. Sif Yud Zayin. The Mechara tells us, Murtu lasos yenumlin. You're allowed to make this concoction called yenumlin. What is that? Shu yayin yoshon. It's old wine that's mixed with dvash, honey, upilpilin, and peppers. And the reason you're allowed to do this, it's murtu to make this yenumlin, is mitnei shulish siya, because it's for drinking purposes, and therefore you're allowed to do this. The Mishnah Berurah explains in Sif Katan Samach Tes, Hainu lo orvo nu lo ochlin kamoshe. And that means to mix them together and eat it as that is. But to go and beat it well, to really beat it vigorously, and then to strain it, that would be osur. Why? She said Torach Yosef, because it's an unnecessary, excessive tircha. The umnis gedola, and a very big work over here. The tikkun gadol uzeh, and it's also a very big change and improvement in the food. And just like we said, ukamole el b'chardol b'sif tezvav, the osur litrov. Just like we said, you're not allowed to stir very vigorously the chardol and sif tezvav. So too over here, you can't do this yenumlin in the same fashion. Then he brings that for the Mariel. Also, law says kida. Kida is something called cassia. Cassia is a certain spice that's like cinnamon. You're not allowed to go and add this kida L'soch chometz lasos tibo. You can't add this spicy, the cinnamon spicy cassia into vinegar and make it into a dip. V'chei lasos beitzim koshim in petrozelin. You're not allowed to go and take hard-boiled eggs and mix them with what we call petrozelia, which is parsley, b'chometz, and put that in vinegar. That would also be osur. Why? The domi lehilmi, because this is similar to what we learned in Sif Beis, called the hilmi, which was the salt water, which we said you're not allowed to do in Sif Beis. However, the Magen Avraham is masig olav, and Mitzadei L'Hokum is there. The Magen Avraham seems to say that you can do this. And he says, v'chol's there, b'meruba. Where we're even talking, there's a discussion that it may not be allowed. The more machmir opinion here that says it's usur is only if you're doing a lot at a time. Avol b'ma'ad, if you're only doing a little bit at a time, even the ma'aril, who's machmir over here, would say that you're allowed to do this, as we brought down in Sif Beis as well. Then the Mechaber tells us, v'einos in aluntis, you're not allowed to make aluntis. What's that? Here you're not allowed to make it. The einumlin, you are. Here you're not allowed to make aluntis, which is shu yayin yoshim, which is old wine, umayim, tzlulim, and clear water, v'shem and afar simon, and this fragrant oil over here with afar simon. And you're not allowed to do this, the Mechaber tells us, shehul refuah, because it's for medicinal purposes, which the Mishnah Berurah says, in siv katan ayin, v'chol davar shu mishum refuah, asu chazalasos. Anything that's purely for medicinal purposes and it's not drunk by healthy people, under normal circumstances, is not allowed to be done on Shabbos. Gezeru mishum shchika sammonim, because you may come then to go and grind, which would, of course, be an issa deraisa. So the rabbis instituted over here this prohibition and not to let you take any medications or make any medications, even if they don't involve grinding, because you may come to grind. And therefore, v'lochein, afilu therefore, even if you made this on Erev Shabbos, so there's no Isser on Shabbos, you're not allowed to take medicines on Shabbos, the same gzeiro of Shrikas Samamonim. The Chavetz Chaim in Bir Halacha Dibra Maskel Shehula Refua brings down, wrote Salomar, Sheino Michael Briam, no healthy person eats this or drinks this. The sole purpose of this aluntis is for people to cool themselves off after they come out from the heat of the bathhouse. Now we go to Sif Yud Ches. The Mechaber writes, Ein shorin es hachiltis. You're not allowed to go and soak this material, this growth called chiltis, which if you check this up, is something called asafetida, which as asafetida is coming from the Lashon of fetid. It has a very, very foul smell too, and that's where it gets the name fetida, and is related to the carrot and fennel family. So this growth over here, you're not allowed to go and rinse it, soak it, lo b'poshrin, not with lukewarm water, nor with cold water, but lo b'tzonanim. Why? Shederech lishroso lirufua, because the purpose of soaking it over here is for medicinal purposes, which you're not allowed to do. The Chavetz Chaim, the Bir Halacha, Dibra Maskel, Shederech lishroso lirufua says, and the Gemara brings another reason, shlo yase kiderech shu'ose b'chol, you shouldn't do it in the same way they do it on a weekday. Now, what's the difference between the reason that the Mechaber gave because of refuah purposes and the way that you do it on a weekday? So there's a ramification here. The Chavetz Chaim says, enaf gemina dafilu imu miskavim b'shriyosu lishusiyah ba'amwa. If you're not doing it for medicinal purposes, but you're just doing it to have a drink, also many times there. This would be also if it's a weekday activity. It would not be also if it only yisa over here was for medicinal purposes. In any event, the Mishnah Berurah and Siv Katan Ayin Aleph says, Sheshosin Me Hashriya Liyukri Deliba. The purpose medicinally for this in the times of the Gemara was that it was good for somehow for a quote heavy heart. I'm not sure exactly what illness they're referring to. Maybe they're talking about angina. However, the Mechaber does say, but you are allowed to go and take this and put it inside your vinegar over here, this chiltis, and dip into it with your bread. The Chavetz Chaim, the Bir Halacha, Dibra Maskel Pito says, V'ein kan heker shu l'refua. The here, it doesn't look at all like it's for medicinal purposes. Shekol ha'shon ha'odim noeg b'tibol. Because this is the way it's normally eaten all year round. It's brought down by the Miri. U'mashma mizeh da'afilu hu miskavi l'refua. Even though his intention was for report purposes, gam kin shari. This is permissible. The issue footnote number 120 brings down that we'll learn in Simon Shin Chav Ches that the Shulchan Aruch writes, Shechol Dover Shu Maichel Briim, anything that is normally eaten as well by healthy people, a sick person is allowed to take it, even though his intention is for refuah purposes, because healthy people do eat or drink it, and therefore there is no concern of refuah. Again, even though your total intention is for refuah. The rabbis in this situation did not make a gezerah of Shrikas Samamonim. Mechaber continues and he writes, well, if this was already soaked on Erev Shabbos, you took the chiltis and you soaked it on Erev Shabbos, so then, mutter lishroso b'Shabbos. It is permitted to go and Now we have the Girsa Lishroso to soak it further on Shabbos, but the Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot 9b says Tzorech Lomar Lishroso to drink it on Shabbos, and the reasoning is Batam the Zeo Mayachol Kitzas Bri, because some healthy people do drink this. The Lo Min Karmilsa Shul Rufu, and it's not evident and apparent that this is for medicinal purposes, and this is brought down in the name of the Ola Shabbos. The Ber Heitev on the other hand brings down in Os Chav Gimel the Balav Rufu Nami Mashkehu. He brings down from the Ran that this is essentially the same thing like the Mishnah Berurah said in the Ola Shabbos, but he's basically saying that this is a normal drink that isn't used only for medicinal purposes. There's a very important Dirshu footnote over here, Dirshu footnote number 116, which says if a person dissolves a pill on Erev Shabbos in a way that it's no longer recognizable, so Shlomo Zalman Zatzal has a huge cool over here that it's permitted to drink this on Shabbos. And he says even though it even is done this way on a weekday sometimes, however, Shekivin Shebnei Adam Einon Mavchinim Shezu Trufa, nobody recognizes that the water that you're drinking has a pill dissolved in it, and likewise for the person who's taking this, he bedavka did it on Erev Shabbos in order to show a heker over here, the rabbis never made a gzeir over here of Shrikas Samimonim. A huge cool over here, but not everybody agrees to it. Moshe Feinstein's Zatzal in the Igros Moshe brings down She'ein Lahatir. Plus, this is the normal way that it's done to put it in water right before you drink it. But if you sometimes do this, not right before you take it, then you're not allowed to do this. And Dain Weiss, that's all in the Shelos Shuvas Minchas Yitzchok, brings down, Shevamokam Tsar Meruba, under extenuating circumstances, a person is in a lot of pain, so then one can be makel to follow the lenient opinion. And this seems to be the opinion as well of the Shevet Alevi Zatzal, who says, Efshel lahokel la'ari v'atrufa b'maychol, a person could mix a pill in food, even on Shabbos, al koponim l'tzorech chol l'shem b'sakona, at least if you're a chol l'shem b'sakona, you can do this. Ernest and Karlitz Shlita brings down Shin Iriv is a trufa be Erev Shabbos, Veinu Nikaris with Michael. If you put the pill in, let's say in the applesauce, on Erev Shabbos and it's not recognizable, then a healthy person is allowed to take this on Shabbos, even though he knows that there's a pill inside of it. Not sure why a person would do this, but that is the halacha according to Ernest and Karlitz. Mishnah Berurah continues and he writes, V'imhu b'mokum sh'ein minhag b'riyam klabuzeh. However, if it's in a place where no healthy person drinks this stuff, then mashma mi'arambam de osur. He brings up for the El-Yarabah, then in this situation it would be osur according to the Rambam. The Mechaber continues and he writes, V'imshosem imenu yom chamishi v'yom shishi. If a person drank from this concoction, this medicine over here, on Thursday and on Friday, on the yom chamishi and yom shishi, and he needs to continue to drink it on Shabbos to get the benefits, v'tzorch l'shososo, gam b'shabbos, then it would be mutter for him to drink it on Shabbos. The Mishnah Berurah explains in Sivkot 9 Gimel, Rotsu Lomar, afilu l'shroso, you can even go and soak it and then drink it, ukid l'kameh, as we will learn. And the Mechaber explains over here that this is permissible, shekachu derech rufuwaso, because this is the normal way. In order to get the benefit, you got to take it 7 days in a row. The Mishnah Berurah says it's a mistake over here. In Sivkot 9 Dali, it says, Tzorech lomar shlosha kidisa b'gemara. This is based upon the Gemara, where it says 3 days, not 7 days, and the Vilna Gaon and the Shai Gesayi bring this change down as well. Therefore, the Mechaber concludes, Hilchach mutu lishroso b'tzonein, you're allowed to go and soak it in cold water, the litna b'cham, and then afterwards put it out in the sun, b'bneishu sakona im lo yishtem yenu, because it would be dangerous if the person did not drink this in this continuous therapy. The Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot and Ayin Hay says, and if there's no sun, v'ilek achama, then afilu bu'ur shari b'bnei sakona, then one could even put it into a fire if there is a danger in the person not taking it. Dirshu footnote number 117 has a very important discussion about if a person needs to take pills beritzifus. He needs to take these medications on a daily basis and therefore including Shabbos in order for them to be effective. So he brings down, if a person doesn't take these pills, it would be a danger. So the Shulchan Aruch says, it's mutter l'kach l'mon Shabbos. Then you're allowed to definitely take it on Shabbos. And Rav Yashiv Zatzal brings down, shekol zeh betrufo shelikichoson kerucha ba'asiyas melochos asuras. This is permissible in a situation where these types of pills are associated with an isser. The actual making of this pill, or doing with this pill, is an actual isser itself. And therefore, the rabbis only allowed this b'makom sakana. But trufos muchanos, pills that are already made, she'en b'likachosan ele mishum gzeira shchikas samonim. You don't have to grind up these pills. The pills are already made. And the only isser over here is the gzeira of shchikas samonim. Then he says you can even take them if it's not b'makom sakana. If this is a ritzifus, you have to take it every day. And there's also the opinion of Shlomo Zalman Zatzal, that somebody who has started to take a medication, and if you'd stop it, would cause him harm, or it wouldn't work so well, he's allowed to continue taking it on Shabbos, and there's also the opinion of the Imre Yosher in the name of the Chazon Ish. However, a pill that's not really time-dependent to take it on Shabbos, and you decide you want to take it on Shabbos, so that's problematic. He then brings down, if a man or a woman is taking a pill on a regular basis in order to allow them to be fulfilling the mitzvah of Priya Rivya, a woman has to take certain pills in order to make sure that she ovulates or something like that, or a young lady who's preparing for her wedding and she's taking various types of hormonal pills in order to make sure that she's not a nida on the day of a wedding, so one would be allowed to take these on Shabbos, according to Rav Nissen Karlitz Shlita. We'll begin Sif Yotes, but we won't have a chance to finish it, obviously. The Mechaber brings down Shum uboser. If you have garlic or unripe grapes, that's boser, melilos, ears of corns, shiriskon me'erev Shabbos, that you crush them on Erev Shabbos. So if the only thing that they're missing, imuchusarim dicha, if they still need to be chopped up, pounded, also ligmor dichosim b'Shabbos, you're not allowed to pound them on Shabbos. However, if the only thing they're missing is chopping it up a little bit finer, mutu ligmor b'Shabbos, then you would be allowed to continue it on Shabbos. The Mishnah Berurah explains what this is in Sif Katan Ayin Vav, but we've unfortunately run out of time today, so Mir Tzashem, we'll have to see this tomorrow. That concludes today's shiur.